If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Merkel Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, crossed the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you'd like to share with us from the road, or if you'd like to have a conversation with us about your experiences on the road, whether you're a truck driver, EMT, Uber, Lyft, whatever it is that you do, whatever you drive, we'd love to have a conversation with you and talk with you. You can contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or you can go to the HammerLaneLegends.com website and hit the contact section. You can get a hold of us that way. We don't care which way you get a hold of us. Just get a hold of us because we'd love to have a conversation with you. Shipper, are you still there?
Yeah. It ain't going nowhere.
That's fantastic.
All right. What do you want? Keep us fueled. BuyMeACoffee.com/HammerLane. Virtual tip jar. You like what we're doing? You feel like leaving a tip? Go right ahead. Follow the directions and leave a tip. If not, thanks for looking. People can get a hold of us on the voicemail. 515-585-MERK, 515-585-6375. Short story, 5-10 minutes at the most. Of anything wacky, crazy, insane, stupid that you might have seen, which does happen every hour on the hour.
Yes, it does.
Leave a voicemail and we'll compile them. We'll do a voicemail show. Anything longer than that, get a hold of Jack. We'd love to do an interview with you.
Yes, we would. And we do want your voicemails. Send them in. Call them in. Do what you got to do to get a hold of us on that voicemail line. And if you find yourself in these perilous times.
Yes. Thanks, Joe.
In need of preparedness stuff, we have a place for you to go.
It's the White House. Maybe you can find the guy that brought the coke in. Too soon?
Go to preparewithhll.com. That's preparewithhll.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. That's all I can say. They've got.
Oh, speaking of which, yes. I know what they got, but.
What do they got?
We have late breaking news.
Late breaking news.
Up on 80, there was a truck, I guess, that got into an accident. Coke all over the road. So I'm thinking the driver of that truck must have been the same guy taking a tour down at the White House. Because he just likes laying coke all over the place.
Is this liquid coke?
Yes.
Or was this powdered coke?
No, this was liquid. Coca-Cola lost a lot of shares that day.
Yes, they did, apparently. But anyway.
Back to the regular scheduled program.
There you go. Here we are. We're right back here at preparingwithhll.com. That's preparewithhll.com. 30-year coffee, 25-year food, and anything else you can think of. You know what we're doing today, Shipper? You know what kind of fun we're having today? Let me tell you what kind of fun we're having today.
I'm waiting with bated breath here.
We're having a break room show. We're just going to have a chew the fat kind of day.
We're going to have a break.
We're giving everybody a break. We're sending you a Kit Kat bar.
Hold it.
No,
You didn't tell them about the website, the gear section, the YouTube, the Facebook.
You just did. Thank you.
There you go.
Good job. Gear section, right. Facebook, YouTube, we're everywhere.
Right. Sort of. Our mystery guest on the break room show.
Mystery guest.
Sign in.
Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you guys.
It's good to talk to you, Scott. Oh, freaking A. It's nice to have you on.
It's always nice to be on.
You know, I just thought we'd have a fun conversation today, just a kind of a relaxed kind of. It's, you know, midsummer. I'm getting
hot
ready
and
for
sweaty.
Hot and sweaty. I'm getting ready for surgery in a day.
Hipster's
so
getting ready.
The hipster is getting ready to go. So I figured we'll just sit down and relax and have an interesting, fun conversation about wherever the conversation goes. So
that sounds good to me.
Yeah, me too. So what are you doing today?
Well, I'm sitting here smoking a couple pork shoulders and no, not rolled up. And sorry, but there's no special coke around here either.
You missed a rolled over truck.
Yeah, it was over in Jersey.
Exactly. So, I'm smoking this for tomorrow. My daughter and son both graduated school. One graduated college, which was my son. And then my daughter graduated high school, so we're combining both parties in one shot. So I'm going to be smoking this meat here and then making some coleslaw, some summer potato salad. My wife did some other things for the party, so just getting all that stuff ready. And, you know, after working all night, sitting here just relaxing with the beast outside on the deck.
That's freaking awesome, dude. That's freaking awesome. Who's the beast?
Well, he's a boxer mix. His name is Maverick. He's about about a year and a half old. He came from Texas.
Oh, he's a Texas boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a Texas boy. And then we got, I don't know where she went to, but the Jack Russell, which used to drive with me when I worked for Carlisle, she's around here somewhere on the deck. Just all hanging out in the shade here and chilling for the night, for the day.
That's awesome. Well, how was your evening driving? Did you have a good night?
Well, when it stopped raining.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's funny. Everybody else ran into rain. I didn't run into any rain last night.
Well, it never rains in your parade.
We all had it, not
that's,
you.
That's exactly right. Shipper said it right. It doesn't rain on my parade.
Right.
Mm-mm. No, sir. Yeah, just till you get a letter from, you know, people, and they're like, you're missing a paper for your surgery.
Yeah. Surgery 7:30 Monday morning. I'll be sure to get a hold of your ASAP. Who would you like to speak to, the anesthesiologist?
Or the surgeon himself?
Excuse me. Remember, just right on your good hip, if you're reading this, go to the other side. Not this one.
Make sure they mark the right spot.
You got that right.
Or left, which is it?
It's the right one.
They tell them it's the middle.
No, this isn't one of those kind of surgeries, dude. This is not Brian's transition show.
Come on, Brianna. Hey, Bud Light's got a place for you.
Hey, I can picture, you know, with the way life is now, a lot of doctors might be going woke, you know?
You got that right.
Brian might be coming back as Brianna.
That's it. And this Brian will be long gone.
If that happens, there's going to be some serious repercussions.
Yeah. I just think how much money you'll collect in the process of
how
it all.
About it? You know what?
I
would make a fantastic woman.
Yes, I bet you would. Yeah, you're already bitching and nagging now.
He didn't mean that, ladies. He did not mean that.
He's no, I'm cranky. Talking about you in general.
Oh, Shibber.
Supreme Court.
What are you reading now?
Oh, I'm all over the place. This is all show prep. You can ask me quiz me about UPS, Yellow. And now I'm reading about how the Supreme Court, these bastards are saying they're against drivers who walk off the job. Okay with you, bitch.
All right, Scotty, what kind of questions do we have for Shipper? He said, you can ask me anything about UPS, Yellow, and now he's reading something about the Supreme Court. So,
oh, wet concrete. Oh, this is good.
Oh, we don't want to go to the Supreme Court, but when is Yellow going to close up doors?
I got a pool on it. They're going the same time as CF did there, Labor Day weekend.
They're going to check out and not check back in, huh?
You know, hey, Joe, see you Tuesday. Yeah, Sunday night, get the call. No, you don't have to come back.
It's okay. We don't need you anymore. Thank you, but no,
I'm
thank
glad
you.
I never had that happen to me.
Me
I've
too.
I've only ever been laid off twice.
Amen, brother.
So,
I got laid off from installing security systems, and I haven't been laid off since.
I got laid off.
I've never been laid off from the trucking industry.
I got laid off once, you know, doing maintenance on the, you know, garment machines. And I looked up 1-800 drive a truck, and I started working for PJAX the next day.
There you go.
Oh, so you watched that commercial way too many times that you see on TV for what was it, Allstate Trucking or whatever?
Yeah, no, not Allstate. It was just, hey, they have an ad. I'm going to go. And they says, hey, while you're here, you can drive to Pittsburgh. Okay, terrific. Hey, you just want to see if I can get there or what?
Yes, I know where it is.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, man, that's a riot. So what did you get laid off from, Scott? Did you get laid off in the trucking industry, or did you get laid off from...
It was the recycling plant up here, Monroe County Waste Authority. They laid a couple people off right before Thanksgiving, usually about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and then about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, you would after Thanksgiving, you'd be back.
Wow. What is that, like a holiday layoff?
It's a holiday layoff. You're not getting paid for because you have to be out five days to collect.
Right. What the heck?
Okay.
Yeah, it would be about a month that you'd be laid off. So you might get a check and a half.
Wow. Right.
In other news, we're gonna interrupt the regularly scheduled programming.
In breaking news.
This is funny. The Supreme Court ruled June 1st against unionized drivers who walk off the job with their trucks full of wet concrete. Now, this had to go to the Supreme Court so they could tell unionized truck drivers not to walk off their job while they have wet concrete in their trucks.
Wow. Wow.
The highest court in the land this had to go to.
Yep. Yep.
This shows you how much common sense we have.
you do not have the right to walk away from a truck full of wet concrete.
The drivers really wanted to make a point. Huh?
I guess they did. Yeah it sure does seem
that
way.
The poor guy with the jackhammer and the headphones there, you know, he don't have a job now because they're not letting the concrete dry.
Yep, there you go. That's it.
Oh, wow. God.
That's amazing, the things that go on, you know. It's crazy.
Here I thought the Supreme Court thing was about UPS and the Yellow, and it's not nothing about... Oh, there's Brown.
There's Brown. Shipper is all over the place today, folks. He is on his phone. He is just reading everything he can get. He's like a sponge soaking up the information. He's not really delineating any of it, but he's soaking it up.
When I find something that really, you know, tickles my fancy, I'll let you know. Otherwise,
that sounds nice. You know,
normal work.
Yeah, normal work. So what time is your graduation party tomorrow, Scott?
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Nice.
Okay, everybody that's listening.
It's 1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock.
Sunday.
Sunday. Bring Sundays. A gift. Bring monetary values of more than $150 and you can get in the gate.
Exactly. Exactly.
Per kid.
And that's just the cover charge.
Right.
You also need a gift for the kids.
Right. That's my fee.
That's the advertising.
I now have a destination point for you.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that sounds really cool. What were you going to say, Scott?
Now, with my daughter, since she just graduated high school, she's going to be going to University of Delaware for medical bioengineering.
Wow. That's freaking awesome. You know,
look at that. She's going to take. She's going to do 4 years down there. Three of them will be Joe.
Joey B.
She'd be able to insert AI into him. That's artificial intelligence. That's two letters.
You saw that video too?
Yeah. Who couldn't miss that video with the laughing hyena? Come on. Too soon?
Oh, my word. That was a riot. I just saw it today.
You know, she can't get actors because they're all on strike now.
She doesn't need any.
Remember the kids that she was talking about NASA and seeing the stars and everything?
Yeah.
Those were paid actors, but they're on strike now with the writers. She doesn't want to break that line. Okay. Yeah. She doesn't want to break that line, but yet she didn't go to the board. Oh, there we go again.
Shipper is on fire. Holy cow.
I'm done with this.
Well, what I think is funny, Fran Drescher.
Don't even get me started with that crazy nut.
What'd she do?
Well, she's the president of something actors or whatever. Go ahead, Scotty. You take it from me.
Some actor guild or something like that. And she basically was saying that the AI is taking over the whole industry and this and that. She sounded like Trump when he was going for president and was saying how all the jobs were being stolen from overseas and the south of the border. But no one cared about that, but she cares about all these other people that are making millions of dollars, you know, writing scripts.
Yeah. For all I care, I can do without her.
It's amazing. Well, you know, are we going to eventually get AI actors too?
Well, I guess their whole bitch was
that should be making going to the movies a lot cheaper.
Whatever they've already done, the AI can recreate that.
Yeah.
So they don't need them anymore. What so it ends up being, they're not getting paid for what they're taking again.
Aww.
Yeah. So you can cry me a river.
What a bummer.
You got paid.
Yeah.
You know?
What a bummer.
Should have negotiated that in your contract.
That's very sad.
Go ahead, Scott.
What they're afraid of is that, like, if, let's say, for example, shipper there was an extra. And
yeah. He's an extra, all right.
An extra, extra. Yeah. Okay.
He probably gets paid for three of them.
They can use his likeness in other films as an extra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And not even pay him for it.
Right.
And not even pay him for it.
That's horrible. Because the extras don't make a lot of money.
Like $200 a day or something like that.
And all the food you can eat at the buffet.
Right. you don't even have to worry about the green room.
Right.
You know, just come on in and have something at the buffet. At the buffet.
Mm-hmm. But they're union too, so they might go out.
Well, you know.
They'll be hurting because they're not feeding the actors.
Yep. Yep.
Well, and the right tours.
And the right tours. Yep. Right. It's a rough industry. You know, you feel bad for them, don't you?
About 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad for them. And at least, you know, they pretend out
loud. I can look at it this way. TV Land's got my name all over it this year.
TV Land?
Yeah.
Is that like the old time
stuff? Oh, yeah. Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else? MASH early in the morning, 7 to 9 or 7 to 10 or something like that. Then you got the old Bonanza episode. And you go right into Gunsmoke for 3 hours.
3 hours of Gunsmoke. Yeah. All right, Matt Dillon.
Marshall Dillon and Miss Kitty.
Then they used to have Nick at Night, where they would have like Mr. Ed and all that on too.
Yeah, is it?
Well, I work at night. So
do they still do Nick at Night?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have cable. I do everything streaming.
That's what I do. I have no cable. I stream it all. It's like whatever. And I'm very selective. I don't care.
Yeah, I stream it. It comes in my DirecTV dish and it streams right to me. It
streams right to you. Right to your TV.
That's it.
It streams right to me TV.
Yes.
It's fantastic. It is. What are you reading now? What could you possibly be reading? What have you not seen so far?
I'll become, till I'm done, I could become a yellow representative here.
Is that true?
Yeah, well, no, not really.
You could be like the next Alex Trebek asking all kinds of questions and having all the answers.
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
No.
You're going to be a yellow representative?
Yeah, that's
there
it.
There you go. As they lay you off.
Well, they probably don't make much anyway.
Actually, the one article I read, they actually make less than ABF.
The drivers representatives?
The drivers.
Wow.
They're actually making less because they gave back, you know, all the, from 2009, they were giving money back, you know, they weren't contributing to the pension fund and everything like that. And that's the big bitch. Those 9 or 10 years that they gave that all back, they said they were going to get that money back.
Right.
And now these guys are ready to retiring. Instead of getting, you know, $3,800 to $4,400 a month, they're getting $1,500 to $1,800 a month if they retire.
Wow.
Literally cut in half.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Who the hell can live one night? You get milk, bread, eggs, and fill up your diesel truck, and you're out of money already before you left the gas station.
You get eggs and you spend $1,500 a month. What are you talking about? Milk, bread, eggs, and gas.
You know, forget about the carton of cigarettes. You have to give that up.
Friggin' eggs. You know? It's like, no, that's not happening.
Like I said to you before, these are the two biggest Ponzi schemes in the world that are legal. Yeah. You know that and Social Security.
Ain't that the truth?
And they jailed Bernie Madoff.
The cocaine in the White House.
That's.
Don't worry. The super sniffers were off that week. Apparently,
they must have been. They must have been off. Don't worry.
Well, what's her name? Tootie.
Tootie.
She's looking into it.
Tootie. Duty.
Her and Raggedy Ann are circling her back to that.
Yes, sir. They're circling back around to that. Duty.
Yeah. Jean-Paul Pierre and what was the other broad's name?
What was her name?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my word.
Oh, Saki.
Yeah, Jen?
Yeah, Kawa.
Jen Saki.
Yeah.
Kawa Saki.
Jen Saki. Yes.
I knew it was a motorcycle.
Yeah, you know.
It definitely wasn't Harley.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing sometimes?
No, she could have been because she's Harley worth it.
Wow. It's amazing sometimes what your tax dollars are paying for, isn't it?
See what's happening when you talk to me? Feelings get hurt, crushed.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my feelings, so I don't care.
Yeah, there you go.
I really don't care if you cared. But anyway,
such a people person you are.
He is. I'm telling you, he has been a people person since we brought him on this show. That's why we brought him on the show, because he is a people person. And it shows. You know, every time I'm in this freaking studio with him, it's like being in a romper room. You know, it's just fantastic. Fun times. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
I want to know, do you have the magic mirror?
He does. Yeah. Yes. He keeps the magic mirror in his back pocket.
I got the magic mirror so I can get the magic powder. With the magic straw.
Wow.
And a cereal bowl with cereal that's magically delicious.
You just went too far.
Yeah, okay.
That's freaking right, dude. You're a nutball. What are you reading?
Ran
now?
Over everybody.
You did. You did. It's like you take no prisoners, you know? That's just the way it is. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Yeah. That's all right.
Oh, so the big thing here now is
at least he's an equal opportunity
offender.
Offender. Yes. E E O F. E E equal
E O
offender.
Jeez.
EOA.
Hold on, he had to sharpen his number 2 crayon.
Hey, it's been a long day, dude.
Really? Has it? It's your last day. Shut up.
At least it's my last day for a while.
Now, are you ready to sit there and binge on Netflix and all that?
I certainly am, but I don't have Netflix.
Let's just say he's going to be ready to sit because he won't be able to get up for a couple hours.
You got that right. It's going to be sitting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get up every now and then, go to the bathroom, get myself to the, you know, get up and move around.
Depends. Just,
I was just going to say that.
You know, Scotty could hook you up with some.
Wow. Scotty could hook you up with some.
Well, you know, he used to be in the medical thing. You know. Oh, that? He could probably get some, you know, recalled ones, you know. They don't absorb like they're supposed to.
I'm sure he could probably hook me up with a recliner with a commode in it.
Yeah.
That'd be freaking awesome.
I asked your wife if that new recliner's got you to, you know, remote a control. Commode? No, to push you up out of the chair. And she says, no, it's not one of them.
The lift chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have been the lift chair.
Yeah.
That way you have it for 50 years. You'd be like Archie Bunker. This is my favorite chair. I had it for 40 years.
Yeah. It stopped working after two. No, now I got to lift it up.
Should have bought the extended warranty. Yeah.
That's what I told Michelle. She should have bought the extended warranty when she got me. This is what happens when you don't. It's broke. Freaking A, 35 years and it finally broke. That's it. She broke me.
Trader in on a new one.
Yep. Yep. You know it, dude. You know it. So, Scotty, what's new at you?
Nothing, really.
Nothing.
Just working. Nothing new. Don't have time to have anything really new.
Well, ain't that
except
the truth?
Well, no. A couple weeks ago, I was on vacation. The second oldest was out from California with the grandkids.
How many do you have? How many kids do you have? Because you got two that just graduated. You got one in California.
We have one in New Orleans, and then
well, if you would have listened to the show,
six.
Hey, I'm having a conversation here. What are you?
Well, we already had this conversation.
Yeah, it's okay. We were just revisiting it.
It's a recap.
This is a recap.
It's because he doesn't listen to his own shows.
That's actually true.
Well, I'll start with the oldest. That's Genevieve. She lives down in New Orleans. She's
that's a nice
on
name.
Her way to,
he's trying to give you the recap. Don't interrupt him.
I know, but Genevieve is not a name you hear all the time. That's a really different name. Yeah, it's actually a really nice name. I like that. Anyway, keep going.
She, as of right now, still in New Orleans. She's moving to North Carolina. Oh, okay. She got a new job. She's going to be working for GE Mitsubishi or something like that. What they're going to be doing is doing the prefab nuclear power plant.
Is he allowed to talk about this stuff? Do you have her permission to talk? Are you sure you have her permission to talk about this stuff? This could be top secret.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not top secret. You can look it up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just go to Ukraine. You can talk to Putin there.
Hey, there you go, Shepard. There's something for you to look up.
I'm running the next breaking news on transportation topics.
I doubt that.
You're welcome, guys.
Yeah, you know what? You're reading it all and not talking. You're not
really
telling us
about
it.
UPS might go out on strike. When? You know, Yellow might close. You know
when? When might UPS go? What's the latest? The skinny?
They kicked back the second quarter earnings till August 8th because they figured, you know, the brains at UPS figured that they'd settle the contract with the union workers there
by August 8th.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
It could.
No, that's not going to happen. And I can't blame them for that either.
You can't blame who for what?
UPS
for kicking it back.
Yeah,
why?
Oh, here's the latest. UPS is going to plan to train non-union employees to deliver packages in the event of a labor disruption. They're going to train them. Okay, here, take this box to this address. Leave it. Training over. Repeat 9,000 times today.
Consider yourself trained.
Holy crap.
Oh, you don't know where that is? Just look it up.
That's right. Use your GPS Google on your freaking phone.
Google it. Wow.
So that's what they're doing.
They don't want you using the phone.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
Ooh, stop. Hold on.
Hold on.
Late
hold
breaking
the presses.
News. Pennsylvania police launch I-81 truck safety initiative as a response to the high volume of crashes along I-81 in Pennsylvania. The state police launched an initiative with the FMCSA and the PMTA to promote highway safety.
Is that the end of the story?
Well, apparently, because I click on it, I get nothing. So
there's
that's
no
it.
Dates? There's no. Was that the one that was from like July 5th to the 18th or something.
I'll tell you
like
what.
That.
You want
to
look at the phone and you tell me what date it is there, Merlin? Let me know.
No, here. It's okay.
Okay.
Merlin.
It was right underneath the, you know, June Class 8 sales rise, 7.7%. If they can only get the trucks to work.
Well, you know, that's just minor Sorry. Stuff. Minor stuff.
Now we're going to worry about the crashes on 81. Well,
you know, you got to worry
about
stuff.
If you get the phones that they stop streaming while driving, that would cut some of the problem.
Maybe if you stop talking through the freaking little lady yes. in the box.
Right. You know, and put chain up areas in so people and drivers can chain up when it rains because they don't lose traction. Well, let me click this one.
How about this one? Feds are trying to find more than 1,300 drivers who are owed $5.6 million in back pay.
Oh, is that the sugar tax, sugar thing?
I have no idea. I just saw it.
See?
No. Can we get included in that?
I don't know. I'd like to, though. Freaking A.
Oh, this was back in July already.
So anyway, Scotty, what are the rest of your kids' name? We got Genevieve, and she's doing the prefab nuclear power plants. Yep.
What's the other kid's name? Did you name your kids all after beer? Genevieve Beer?
That's Genesee.
That's Genesee.
That's close enough.
Genevieve
Beer. They misspelled the birth certificate.
Oh, my word.
Well, then Sarah, she's the one that lives out in California in Big Sur. She has her own cleaning business out there. She does houses and things like that. She's going back to school to become a editor for a newspaper. And then Evan, he lives right in Effort. He's an engineer down in Bethlehem for some company that makes parts for airplanes.
Wow.
Yep. And then we have John out in Lancaster. He works for a company out there.
Puppy capital of the world.
Yep.
In case anybody's looking to buy a puppy. Just saying. I didn't Google that. I just know it.
You are just.
I'm all over the map. You got to stay following. Wow. Follow along. Follow the bouncing ball.
Yeah, apparently. So John's in Lancaster.
He works for a media company. He went up to Harvard to do their graduation. This year, they actually had Tom Hanks speaking.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all so I have to say done, about that.
He's done two of Trump's things when he was running for president. He did one of Biden's, which he said that was a cluster. He was actually down there for the Easter egg roll this past Easter. And then we have Jeremy, which just graduated from Wilkes University with a chemistry degree. And in November, he goes down to Florida to the Air Force Base, and he's going to be being trained as a air battle management.
Air battle management.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds cool.
He learned to fly the drones.
He'll be in. No, he's going to be in one of them big planes that has the, looks like a table on the back.
Uh-huh.
That's actually a radar.
Right.
And he'll be able to tell from miles and miles away what kind of plane or aircraft and things like that that's out there.
That's actually really cool. Wow.
It is cool.
So that's four? Or is that five kids? And then you have the other two, right?
That's five. That's five.
That's
and
five.
And then Aurora, which is our youngest.
Okay.
She's the one that's going in down to Delaware.
Okay. So you got six kids?
Yep.
Holy
crap,
dude.
It's his, hers, ours.
Wow.
It's like the Brady Bunch, but a little different.
But a little different. Yeah.
And it's three and three. Yeah. You know? It's three boys and three girls.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome, dude.
They're just not Peter, Jan, and Bobby, and
Marsha.
Marsha, Marsha,
Marsha. Marsha, Marsha,
Marsha. Okay.
Okay.
Back to the 81.
Here we go.
There's been more than 5,000 crashes on Interstate 81 in the 5 years. Now, I got to figure,
Can you say that again?
81 begins in Tennessee, goes through Virginia, yeah. Maryland, Pennsylvania, right. Up in New York, and dead ends in old Canada. Pennsylvania. 1,600 crashes we've had on Interstate 81. And how long is 81? 175 miles, maybe?
Okay.
16? Just in Pennsylvania, it's over 200 miles.
81?
Isn't it?
I don't know. It does go all the way. Yeah, that's right. It does go up into New York.
Yeah, it goes all the way through
Binghamton. Yeah, so it might be 200. But anyway, most of them crashes are in Harrisburg, between Harrisburg and Wilkes-Barre.
What's the span of time for that? For that's those 1,600 crashes? That's not 1 year.
There's been more than 5,000 crashes on 81 in the past 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. In Pennsylvania.
1,000 a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
Holy crap. What's going on with people down in freaking Harrisburg?
Yeah, but you got to figure. I mean, how many times? Every time it rains, there's a jackknife, because somebody stopped short in front of them.
Yeah.
Or somebody's driving under four ways on because they only want to do 32 miles.
Or someone runs over a car.
Somebody runs over a car, right.
Yeah.
Because 42
of those 1,600 in Pennsylvania, 42 are fatal. Ooh. So anyway,
how many?
42. Fatal.
Out of 5,000?
Of the 1,600 just in Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I want to know is, when they have, a multiple car crash, they did, 2 years ago up there? And, it was shut down for 4 days?
Yeah.
Do they consider each one a car crash?
Oh, now that's a good question. When there's a cluster like that. Yeah, when there's, 50 cars involved.
Yeah, I would call that probably one.
I doubt that. They probably call each individual.
They can't call it because
each one had was an individual crash. Everybody's got their own insurance.
Oh my god, I'm calling that one.
All right, you call it
because otherwise that'll really put our numbers higher.
It doesn't matter what you call it; it matters what the state calls it.
But you want me to Google that? I'll really try and figure it out.
That's all right.
Interested in it. They have a picture of a PennDOT truck working on clearing a road off the I-81 ramp during a blizzard in Harrisburg, PA. When the hell?
When was the last
blizzard? When was the blizzard? But they actually have a PennDOT truck in the process of plowing. I see the snow curling up in the thing. He's not drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
And they posted it in July.
There's that.
1968.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened to all the global warming?
If you look at it real close, you'll see that the truck, even though it's a newer truck, it was posted into a picture from 1968.
Back when we got snow.
Yeah. We're going to get snow again this year.
Yeah.
We got some El Nino going on.
Yeah, it's in Washington now. It's going to slowly move up the coast.
The snow.
Yeah, the powder. The white stuff.
Powder.
Yeah, it'd be powdered snow.
It's in Washington.
Yeah, it's Washington. But then it went over to Camp David.
I was just going to say, no, now it's working its way back to Delaware.
Yes. Yes. That's, just to remember, if you can just, acknowledge number 7, you'd be okay, Joe.
There you go. That's right. Acknowledge number 7?
Yeah, the 7th grandkid. The one he had with the stripper.
Yeah.
Doesn't acknowledge that kid for some reason.
I know. What can you do? It is what it is.
Yeah.
So how many of your kids did you have with a stripper there, Scott?
I have none.
That's fantastic.
None you know of.
That's good news.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good news for you, because I don't know if Mrs. Scott would appreciate that.
Pure electric yard trucks. Wow. Look at that. They're already making yard horses electric.
That's fantastic. I'm waiting for them to make an electric hammock. Hammock.
Awesome. Which is it, hips?
It's been a long day, dude.
Did you even take a nap when you got home?
I did not. No. Unfortunately, I did not have the time.
Uh-oh. Oh, got to click on this one.
Uh-oh.
This one's trending.
Is it breaking news or is it just...
Well, no, yeah. This is back in July. Why did they post this so late? No, we are in July. This is July 13th.
Yes, it's current July. Day. Yes.
Wait, what year? What year in July?
It does say 23.
Welcome to our world. It's July.
It says... This is how we're going to
this solve is how we do
the shortage
it.
Of parking.
What parking? Oh, truck parking.
Yes, you ready for this?
I'm all ears, dude.
Strap in and downshift, please. Companies targeting old drive-in theaters for truck parking. Get a spot there, park at Becky's, watch a flick. Life's good.
Do they know where where these old drive-ins are?
Well, yeah, they kind of look like that. You know, with the screen falling off.
And they're kind of out of the way in the middle of nowhere?
Yes.
Well, hey, Shankweller's isn't that far off from beaten path.
No. Oh, which? This is a whole nother topic.
Here
okay?
we go.
This is a whole nother topic.
He is on
but we're
fire.
We're going to approach this. Low Hill Township up on 309 there.
Yeah.
They wanted to put a couple warehouses in, and you know, all the farmers and everybody up there are all in a tizzy because we don't want truck traffic.
On 309?
On 309.
Really?
Right. I laughed at anybody that is from Oaks, Hazelden, Allentown, Cherry Hill, and East Windsor yeah. will know exactly what I'm talking about. Enough said.
Yep. No trucks.
I was going to say, do they understand what the new rules are for Ohio?
Apparently yeah. not.
They not yet, but they will.
They haven't made their rounds for approval yet.
Oh, I heard that. I was like, oh, my God.
That is hilarious.
You know, we're tired of the truck traffic coming up here and interrupting our, you know, well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till you see the sea of red.
Yes, sir. It's going to be exciting. Uh-huh. You're going to love it.
Stand by for future developments.
It's such a pretty color, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what can you say?
Most of those trucks have stickers on them saying they have 1,000,000 miles forward and a couple miles with a flat tire.
Yeah, DOT's already starting to look at us going up and down them hills.
Yeah, I bet you they are.
Boy, you got that right.
Because I Wednesday night I did a.
It's all right. You can fit three trucks. You can fit three trucks in the Dollar General on the other side of that hill, the first hill there. Because I was there the one night broke down when a guy had a flat tire. He was parked on the other side.
Wow.
So I went to Cherry Hill, to Oaks, back up to Allentown, then up to Lamar. And when I was coming back down, there was two cops and a DOT pickup truck going up the top of the hill, big one. So I was like, well, maybe they're going to start looking at us real close.
Yeah, you never know.
And so I've been, a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Not even. Yeah,
well, it was the first weeks. The first of the month. I think we started changing that.
Right? Yeah, and today's the 14th.
Yeah,
so yeah, 2 weeks exactly.
Is it the 14th? I thought today was the 15th.
Yeah.
Today's
the 15th.
Today is the 15th. Yes. Last night was the 14th
because that's what I put on the log last night.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you didn't really have to put it on. It's automatic for those people that can't keep count.
You're a jerk.
I didn't say anything. All right. Kentucky.
What the heck is that?
See, you're on your phone too, so well, shut up. Well, he bitches at me, and he is on the phone.
Wow, how is this in trucker news? I don't know.
What the hell are you looking at?
I don't know, weird stuff.
Yeah, about sums it up.
Anyway. There. You know, anywho. Shipper, this is not really interesting television here. I mean, radio. We'll
change the channel.
Whatever this is called. Podcasting. Can't have dead air, dude. Dead air is dead air.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no sound because we're all talking. It's just that we're not making sense to one another.
We are.
Perfect.
That is, you know what? I can't. I'm reading this article. I just noticed this one. It's 80 miles of the Pennsylvania Turnpike to close Saturday night for cleanup of DUI tractor-trailer crash. 80 miles. Because a tractor-trailer went through a guardrail.
Where at?
It didn't go through the guardrail for 80 miles.
Well, no. Like when there's a wreck on the turnpike, they'll close it all the way out at freaking New Stanton.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know, and the accident could be at the 146, but they're going to close it from New Stanton to Breezewood.
This accident happened on July 10th.
Right.
And they're closing the turnpike for 80 miles. Will be closed over the weekend. The 86-mile stretch of the westbound Pennsylvania Turnpike, Interstate 7076, will be closed between Breezewood, 161, and New Stanton, 75. Yeah. The closure will begin at 11 p.m. Saturday. Why does it have to close for that far of a distance, 86 miles, because a tractor trailer went through a guardrail at one point?
And which point would that have been?
I don't know. I didn't get to that part yet. Hmm. Mile marker 103.5.
So they could literally get off at Donegal.
And get back on in Somerset.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
103.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I know. Because that's in the construction zone there.
They want, we'll go there. And there you have the golden word, construction.
Yeah, but still, I mean, what the heck? Yeah. Why would you close it for 86 miles?
Because they don't want the little square towns out there. Don't want all the truck traffic to come through 30 in the Somerset. You know, and making a left at the Harley dealer to get back on. That's why.
All right. You want to hear the directions that they give you?
Oh, please do.
Because
I'm sure this is going to be a 75-mile detour.
Exit at the Breezewood Interchange, exit 161. Follow U.S. Route 30 west for 18.7 miles. Follow I-99 north for 30.1 miles. Follow
on you 22.
On 22.
Holy crap in a basket.
You just made an 86-mile trip like 120 miles.
Yeah. But don't worry, your drive time will not wither. Yeah.
No.
Oh, my word. Yeah, you got to love it. That's a government thing.
If you're exiting at Bedford, or even
Breezewood.
Breezewood. You run through Bedford and get back on.
Right. I don't know.
And that's tonight?
Yes, it's this weekend.
Wow. Yes. It's a shame this show ain't live.
I know.
For these people that are listening.
Sorry. This actually happened a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
by the time they hear this, it will be 3 weeks ago.
Right.
That's freaking. Yes. That's at nuts. Least. That is nuts.
Wow. It was like going back in time. We're going into the future.
We are going into the future. Well, no, they're actually coming back to our time. So they're going back to the future.
As long as we don't lose our 1.21 gigawatts.
Now you got to get it up to 88 miles per hour.
You just make sure your flux capacitor is working, dude.
My flux capacitor.
Yeah, your flux capacitor is working all right.
She's fluxing.
That's like when they closed the Northeast Extension, up there by Lee Height. You had to go get off of Allentown, go 22, up 33, up, 80 to 380.
Yeah. I remember that one too. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Because they don't want you driving through all their little towns.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're right there, Shep. I guess that's what the reasoning is. Yep.
Yeah. Don't worry about when you're containing that, hauling that explosive and dangerous when wet.
Yep.
We're going to close it and send everybody around.
Because you can literally get off of the 92 and get back on at the 110.
Yeah.
That's literally what you could do.
Yeah. That's literally, 18 miles?
Yes.
If I did the math correctly?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
But nope, we got an 80-mile detour.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
At 7.5 miles per gallon?
Yeah, there you go. Only extra
the reason for that is because now they know that you'll have to buy more fuel, which will give them more money from the
taxes. Tax dollars. But think about the revenue they're losing on the friggin' on the turnpike. What does it cost?
The state well doesn't care about that because the state doesn't actually own the turnpike.
No.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did. They out
some Chinese outsource company.
That now. Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say. Last I heard, it was an Indiana comedy, but who the hell knows? It could be China.
There was at one point. At one point, I thought it was an Italian company.
Yeah, that explains the potholes.
The ones that will swallow a small car.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, they just roll meatballs till they fucking land, and then oh yeah, there's the pothole.
Got a hole in one.
This isn't mini putt and play.
Oh my word!
If they stretch the mozzarella, it looks like cement.
That's it. Yeah. Just it's
and then they'll tear it up in a week anyway.
That's freaking hilarious. Yeah, I'm waiting for the news to change, and it's not changing. It's
well, there's no more new news. You've topped it all.
I've looked at all the news.
Between the two of you, I think you guys found it all.
There's all the news you need to know, and then some.
It's all the news that's fit to print.
Thanks for playing.
Yes, sir. All right, there, Alex Trebek. What else are we going to ask you about? Because you said you could ask you anything about the UPS strike.
Oh, you want to hear about Amazon?
How much money did Yellow lose last year?
A lot. A shit ton.
$700 million or something like that. I read an article. It was like, holy crap, $700 million.
You know, and I think this side here, I think, is a little. Amazon Prime Day pushes online sales up 6% in first 24 hours, which I find hard to believe.
Me too.
I think that's a little facetious.
I think it's just a lie.
Yeah, flat out.
I just don't think that's honest. Because they're not busy.
Because according to your wife, she had nothing to do except change out batteries.
They're not that busy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's it. Go ahead. Get my wife fired. Thanks, Shep.
Yeah, she needs to get on the job anyway.
Do you know what? With the stuff that we've been ordering for Aurora to go down to college.
Yeah.
And for this party.
Oh, so you're supplying them.
Amazon. Yeah.
You single-handedly helped Jeff Bezos make another billion, huh?
Right. That's why he bought the Redskins. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck they call it? Commanders?
I don't know. Wherever they're from. They're from Washington, that's all. Yeah. Or they used to be from. I don't know. Are they still from Washington State?
No. Washington. He bought. I thought the he Senators? Was buying the Washington Redskins.
The Redskins. Yeah, they're from Washington State.
No, they're not. No.
Washington, D.C.
Redskins are from Washington, D.C.
That's what I said. They're from Washington, D.C.
You know, they used to play in FedEx Field.
Yeah, whatever. Now they're playing at Jeff Bezos' field.
Yeah, now it might be the Amazon field. I don't know.
You know, Prime.
Yeah.
It's a Prime field. So anyway.
It's hard to watch. Prime or not. It's hard to play football there. There are only prime numbers on the field.
Wow. Look at you going, being all mathematical and all.
I'm a regular Merlin.
Yeah, you're a regular Merlin, all right. friggin' A, dude. You're hilarious. So
all the comedians out of work, he had to come with us, huh?
Exactly. He's gotta tell a friggin' joke, right? Oh well, you know, it is what it is. Well, what do we know now, Shipper? Do we know anything more now than we did before?
Well, truck makers in California reach deal on zero emission rules.
Zero emissions.
Yeah. Stand by, I gotta read this. Commence with the show. I'll get back to you in a minute.
We're commencing.
Glasses come off.
Well, no, I want to know what the hell's going on now.
Yeah. Now we're interests have been peaked. It's peaked, Ship.
Yeah.
Peaked. Which is, that's right there. That's what we should just call it, peaked. That's what Amazon Prime should be. Talking to your microphone.
Major truck and engine manufacturers have brokered a truce with California's plan for phasing out sales of classes 4 to 8 diesel power trucks in a landmark deal. Are you fucking kidding me? Wow.
You know what? My brain didn't even collect anything you just said there. What did you just say? 4 to 8 what?
Classes 4 to 8. Yeah, that's how they identify the size truck.
Yeah, I get you. I
class eight, class eight is the truck we drive.
For our straight trucks.
Yeah.
Wow. They're gonna have 8 classes.
Because
class 8 is that a tractor trailer?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tractor for tractor trailer.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right there, Scotty.
You are correct, Amundo. Yes. Scott, you win the prize.
$200 Pasco.
So now what are you reading? Go ahead,
I'll
Scott.
Double down.
Oh, he's playing double. He's playing double down. Let's go.
I put it all on black 10.
Here we go. Ready?
Time to lose.
Here we go. Under the pact, announced July 6th between the Truck and Engine Manufacturers Association and California Air Resource Board, state regulators agreed to relax the existing standards for nitrogen oxide pollution. So they align. Okay, keyword, align. With the federal government's rules. So in that square state of California that I wish would break off and sink like the Titanic or that other ship that went down, look at it. They agreed to go with the federal ruling.
Wow.
That the other 48 states have.
Wow. Are they afraid they're going to lose some people or something? Is that
they were going to, you couldn't buy a truck in California.
So that
that's why our tractors California. Have that little stupid sticker on it. It says California right. certification that, you know, zero right. emissions.
Zero emissions, yeah.
But these guys, you know, the idiot that thinks he's going to run for president shall remain nameless. You figure it out, Newsom.
What?
was going to stop the sale of trucks. Now, how in the hell, how many lawns are there possibly in California that all them Mexicans coming across the border is going to be cutting? Somebody's got to drive the Amazon truck. Enough said.
Well, no, see, the thing is that he wants them to be pedal cars.
Yeah.
Remember
the pedal cars. Yeah.
We're going to go to Fred Flintstone stuff.
There you go. That's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for somebody to say Fred Flintstone.
There need more body and fender shops. That's the case.
I don't know if you see.
Because, like I said, in the other ad I read it previous to that,
yeah,
June class 8 sales rise 7.7% year over last year.
Yeah.
So they made the sales of them.
We're up 7.5%.
Right, because everybody finally come back to work and decided to put all the screws and bolts and nuts in all the trucks.
Right. Well, California, it's full of nuts. So
yeah.
They've got a
couple figs.
Yeah, buddy. You know it. Hey, you know,
I say that lightly.
Yes, you do.
Figs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You got that. Yeah. Now what are you reading? You know, Scott, this is like such a this episode is so efficacious. We are learning.
Do you have one of them word calendars of the day?
my thesaurus broke open and words are spilling out all over the place.
Wow. Well, no, I think what it is Newsom did all that because he has stock in all these trucking companies out there. And he wanted to make sure people went out and bought them now so that all of a sudden he'd make $1 million on stock and then he sells it. You know, once they realize, okay, he can't do that.
Yeah. Reminds you of another person that, you know, makes up rules and tries to push it through the government.
I don't know anyone else like that. No.
Not at all. Not at all.
Did you hear the latest bullshit about him? If you have a student loan over 25 years or more, you know, he's going to forgive some money off of that. Wow. If you have a student loan 25 years, you're pretty freaking dumb.
What'd you go to school for?
Not economics, obviously.
Amen to that, brother. Holy cow.
Just saying.
You could have become a truck driver for almost nothing.
Right. You figure that out quicker.
Well, when I got my class A, it was $5,000 to get mine.
I paid $3,000.
Yeah, but nobody's sending you a check for, you know, your education on that. Anyway.
Yeah. Nowadays, you can just get a job at a trucking company and they'll teach you how to drive. That's amazing, isn't it?
Most of them will, yeah.
That was not the deal when I got mine. Everybody wanted experience, especially the LTL companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now they're hiring them right out of school.
And we'll teach you the proper experience that you need.
I feel cheated.
Yes.
It's very sad.
Ooh, look at that. We're ranked number 50.
Out of what? 60?
Out of 100.
Wow, we're right in the middle.
Well, let me go back to the beginning. Read this whole article now. Yeah, top 100 for hire.
Since top 100 what?
Yeah, 2022.
Well, that was last year.
Well, it's the latest records, latest for things I have.
Wow. So Pitt, Ohio is number...
All that stuff will be a year behind, though. So, you know, because you can't say this company here is the best and hire for 2023 because 2023 is not over yet.
Right. So, so best what you're reading, last year.
It's the report from last year.
Yeah. And he knows because he has kids who've gone to college.
Yeah.
Shipper, do you ever pay attention to the show? Imagine that. We're number 50 out of 100.
When we start making money, maybe I'll pay. Until then, this is on my dime.
this is as much as attention as I can afford.
Yeah, that's it.
None.
Pretty well broke.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, we beat Dewey Pyle.
Now look at that.
Dewey Pyle bringing up the old 69th position.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where did Old Dominion fall in there?
Old Dominican? Hold on a minute. Let me start at the beginning. Oops. No. Next bubble.
Well, who's number one?
What do you mean, who's number one? Who do you think's number one?
I have no idea.
Person's going to go out on strike next month.
Ah, there you go.
Number two is FedEx. You know,
go figure.
If they ever combine, it'd be fed up. Like that?
That was funny.
That was pretty good. That was funny, dude.
Old Dominican? Yeah, number nine.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Holy crap. And these are what is this ranking? Best hire jobs or what?
Top 100 for hire. According to Transportation Topics. For
hire.
Top 100 largest for hire carriers in North America.
Yeah. So is that just ranked by size?
Well, it's ranked. Oh, previous rank. I would say by revenue, net income, employees, tractors, and trailers.
Well, I didn't know if that was ranked by let's who. See.
Where's Conway at?
Conway is not in existence anymore. It's XPO.
Cohen.
Oh, hold on. I just lost it.
Oh, dude. How could you do that? How could you lose it?
Let me fat finger the other key. What do you want, Cowan?
Yeah.
Okay. Stand by. Cowan. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll get there. I'll let you know when I get there.
Yeah, it's Cowan. I doubt that you will.
Look at Penske. Penske dropped one. They were 14. Now they're 15.
Wow.
That's because they probably bought, what's their name?
I don't know. Black Horse. Black Horse. Oh, did they buy Black Horse?
Yeah.
Boy,
it's not news. You ought to pay attention once in a while.
I should probably pay attention every now and then.
I didn't know that either.
See, there
Come
you go.
Come on.
Look, I do this for a living. I don't want to read about it.
No, you have me, you I have hear me reading
people.
It.
That's right.
That's why we have him doing it, right?
That's right. Because it's probably that you're interested in it.
CR England? Hmm. Who am I looking for?
Cowan.
It's not in alphabetical order. I apologize for this.
Snaggle, 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 snaggle.
Covenant.
That ain't
still
it.
Still looking. Cardinal.
Let us know when you get to Cowan. So what the heck, Jeff?
This is a freaking riveting.
It's only 100 of them.
This is a riveting show we got here.
It is. You know, everybody is glued.
As the one guy in Harrisburg says, anything worth listening to? Nah.
Not this week.
Pass on this one.
Hey, look, Jack had the option to come on and spend some time with us. He could have come on and had
There they are. Number six, they came up one. They were number 63 the year before. They're up to 62.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
They're moving on up.
Oh.
That's probably because they bought out Carlisle.
Yeah.
Oh, that may be, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're the green truck guys. Why didn't you just tell me what color trucks they were? I could have got there quicker. Not that it has that on there. I would have known who you were talking about.
Wow.
Well, no, originally I did say Conway, didn't I?
Yeah,
you did.
That's XPO now.
Yeah, that's right. That's XPO, but that's okay. It's okay. So.
Yeah, back to you. back to the show.
Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Is that what you're trying to say, Chef? Because this is a blast. So how are your how's your pork smoking going, dude?
You let it smoke. You don't open it up.
Not too bad. When it's done, I'll send you a picture.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Can you send me a piece with the picture? Like, you know, a piece of meat? Because, you know, it's always good to be able to, you know.
You want a piece of smoked ass is what you're saying?
Yeah. No, he didn't say it's pork butt.
Did he say too.
Pork butt? I said pork shoulder.
He said shoulder.
Same thing.
The shoulder is considered the same thing.
Yeah.
Not
from the front end of the
boat. Well, a piece of smoked ass is what you're talking about. Before a hipster's going in for surgery.
I have no idea where you learned physiology at, but the butt and the shoulder are two totally different ends of the animal.
Go ahead, Scott. Tell them.
But they don't consider that part, the ass end, the real ass end is not what they call it. That is actually the ham.
Yeah. That is what you cut at Easter.
So no, I don't want any. I don't want butt. I want shoulder.
Well, then, when you at Easter or when you have that big old juicy ham sandwich, you know, while you're off sitting there,
you got a reclining chair, hand of ass, that big
juicy ham sandwich. That's the ass end.
I'm having a butt sandwich. Nice. That's nice to think about that.
Now you can have an ass sandwich. Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, the things you learn on this show, again, this is like a very efficacious show this week. I hope everybody enjoys this show because we're having a high old time as Shipper is still on his friggin' phone.
Hey, I charged the battery before I came here.
Apparently you did because it is fully charged and you are fully engrossed in your phone. It's a beautiful thing.
It just is a beautiful trying thing. Trying to contribute.
Are you? Are you?
Yep.
How hard are you trying to contribute? Oh, dude. So, Scott, have you seen anything? Sir. Have you seen anything crazy lately?
Lately? Yeah. Actually, Wednesday night.
Oh, what'd you see? See that?
Well, idiots on Spookle. Or Shorekill, whichever one you want to call it.
There you go, Shorekill.
The Shorekill Expressway.
Yes, sir.
Yep, the Shorekill Expressway. Of course, you know, you get down there. And it's all backed up. And I have a container truck in front of me. And yeah, I left about 2-3 car lengths in front of me. This car that I can't see because he's at my hood and almost against my tire. Uh-huh. Decides, oh, I want to get over there. Cuts in front of me. As the traffic starts to go, I nearly took him with me.
Wow.
And you had my truck that night, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Thanks. I'll probably get pulled in for that video.
Well, I didn't, just trying to let
you know ahead of time, safety. I was off.
Well, you're mentally off every day.
Well, that's true. Let's just say
the air wasn't properly inflated.
Mm-hmm. We could say that.
Yeah, we could.
It was a safety break.
But I did.
Yes. So you were saying, Scott.
But I did not hit him. I almost don't count unless you're playing horseshoes or hand grenades.
You got that right, dude. I agree with that. So that's the last thing you seen. That was that's been the highlight of your week.
Well, I don't this think week, he. Yeah. I don't think he would actually say week. It's a highlight.
Yeah, that's about the only thing. Well, one of our other drivers was telling me that he was doing the same run I was doing Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
He was, you know, when you get over by Cherry Hill and you're sitting at the light before you get back onto the jug handle to go the opposite way on 130.
Yeah.
He happens to look down. Now it's still semi light out. You know, right. He looks down and there was this guy pleasuring himself.
Just getting the kinks out of the old pipe.
Yep.
Oh yeah. And by what he said is that it sounded like, or it looked like that he was a little ticked off at it.
Wow. He's vigorous.
He didn't get clean fast enough.
Vigorous. Vigorous. The things we see. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Not always. Yeah. Sometimes you wish you could.
That's why he said separate. Oh, my eyes. Yep.
If I could just drive without my glasses on, that would be helpful.
I don't know why they tell us we have to take an eye test.
I know, right? I don't need to see everything out there.
Right.
Yeah. That's the way it is, though. That's our world. That is our world. So, well, guys, this has been fun. This has been a blast.
Has it really?
It has been. Scott, really? I appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Fantastic. Anytime you need
something like this, I'll be gladly.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. We really appreciate it. Thank your wife for letting you spend a little bit of time with us. Because I know she, you could have been busy and doing stuff and helping her get things done. So we appreciate that.
He's in charge of smoking a pork shoulder. He's got to watch that.
The whole thing is,
he's probably on his fourth beer.
No, actually, I didn't even crack one open yet.
See?
Boy.
Right away, you go to drinking there, Shipper. Right away.
Why not?
And you know what? No, I think I'm going to do probably a Jack and Coke today.
Oh, there you go.
Hell with the beer.
That sounds interesting.
I make my own barbecue sauce for stuff, too.
Fantastic, dude. What do you make it out of? Like, what do you put in it? I mean,
Applejack.
What else?
Apple flavored Jack Daniels.
Well, he's not going to give you everything, or otherwise everybody's going to make it. It's his own secret sauce, for crying out loud.
Hey, you can look the recipe up, but I do it a little bit different than what they say.
This is
in the recipe.
This is our version of HGTV.
Yeah. So, all right, Martha Stewart.
Let me know when you get the cameras.
Definitely. We'll have producer Jack come up.
We'll come down and we'll do it in the kitchen.
There you go.
He's got an 800 number if you like to buy a jar for $17.99.
When you buy that stuff, it's all sweet and all the preservatives.
I'm talking about your concoction.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about
Who buys jars of barbecue sauce from New York City? Come on.
Not me.
That's it. Gotta make your own.
Really? I just buy Sweet Baby Ray.
I'm lazy. I can't stand that.
So
sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet. It is.
Good barbecue like Stubbs.
Stubbs?
Yes, I had that. That was pretty
good. I've never tried that.
Stubbs isn't too bad.
Is that not quite as sweet?
Mm. No, it's not.
I'll have to give that one a try.
One I can't really, and I do like the chef on Food Network is Guy Fieri's.
Yeah.
I don't like his barbecue sauce either.
Is it sweet?
I don't know.
Is it just something that you don't like?
Taste.
Yeah.
Just has a funky taste to it.
Hmm.
No, it's from California. What do you expect?
Exactly.
Enough said there.
Yep, you know it.
Not to bounce on the bandwagon there, Newsom, but, from California.
It's California.
Sucks to be you.
So
I offended all the California people, the three that are not driving a Prius.
Yes, you did. You offended our audience, dude. You need to apologize.
Yeah, I'll apologize. As soon as hell freezes over. Oh, yeah, that's climate change, isn't it?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this has been fun.
Has it really?
Yes, it has.
Would you like the Babbel's subscription? Would you like to continue your Babbel's?
No, I'll pass. I'm good. I'm good without Babbel's. I really am. Mm. We hope
you can learn a new language when you're off there.
You know what? I'm going to give you a freaking new language lesson, dude.
Go ahead.
We hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed this freaking show.
Because this is the last.
Shipper's going to wake up. Well, no. He's not going to wake up. Mm-hmm. So we're good. He's going to keep straightening
me out yet. I don't think they're going
to. It ain't
going
to happen. It just ain't going to happen. Anyway, you all take care of yourselves. We hope you enjoyed the show. We had a good time making the show. Scotty, thank you for coming on and being with us and spending some time with us so we could actually have this show, so we could actually have a show to put in the can. And if you enjoyed this show, Shipper, what can they freaking do? Tell them to share the show, Shipper. Tell them to share the show.
They can share the show.
Thank you, Shipper. Where can they share the show, Shipper?
On all the social media platforms, with everybody coming across the border illegally. Just think, we had one out of five coming across the border that actually signed up and listened to the show.
That would give us five.
Because they long left Guatemala. I know that. That'd be a good handful there.
Yeah, we'd have a handful.
That would impress the people down in Tennessee.
That would. That would impress the big Mahoffs. Yes,
that's what you should do.
The people in headquarters.
With the government giving them the free cell phones, you should automatically install
Hammerlane Legends.
Hammerlane Legends as one of their widget gizmo thingies.
Yep, we should get our own little app made for Hammerlane Legends. That's it. You got spare 20 grand sitting around? So we can get an app made for Hammerlane Legends? No,
but you don't? If we can say this is the University of Hammerlane Legends, I'm sure we can get our education paid for.
Oh, we could. Continuing education. Hammerlane Legends. Continuing education. Look at that.
We're teaching the people.
We are teaching the people. We're teaching them.
This whole show was based on facts that I got off transportation topics and other websites.
Fantastic. You know what? You're doing a fantastic job.
I thought I was.
I'm impressed.
I was curious. I was contributing to the show.
You certainly were. You certainly were.
From now on, I'll put my phone down and go screw off with you. I'm going to let you drive the ship for the next one. I'm just going to sit here.
That's fantastic.
You say it now, you're going to be sorry.
On that note, everybody.
Keep the hammer down to Hammerlane. Ciao.
Friggin' A, you got that right.
See ya.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You'll never guess the places that I've been. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. I'm never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go, and I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams.
Custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time.
Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.